Hello and welcome to Love My Poland, first video of 2022. Well, I've got a quick video for you today, and the overall message is it really doesn't matter how long you live in Poland, there is always something new to learn waiting just around the corner. The very moment you start to feel that you've got a solid grip on the culture or the language here, something always happens to kind of slap you right across the face and make you wonder what rock you'd been living under all this time. You're going to want to stay tuned for this one. It's a good one. Here we go. So here's the story. I started back to work last week, the first week of January after Christmas vacation, the way I do every year. And one of my first customers, a student of many years, came to the school to pick up a proofreading assignment I had done for her over the holidays. She pulled out her red billfold and proceeded to pay me in cash. I took the money, we carefully counted it together, but while counting it, something quite odd fell out from between those bills and those banknotes and onto my table. They reminded me of fish scales. I recognized them immediately from my fishing days growing up in Texas. And wouldn't you know it, that's exactly what they were. Large dried fish scales from her Christmas carp. I just stood there with this dumbfounded, idiotic expression on my face, and all I could do was just sort of look down at the table, look back at her, look down at the table again. I didn't know what to say or do. I was lost. Fortunately, before I could get any words out, she said, "Russell, after all these years in Poland, do you mean to tell me you have never seen someone carrying fish scales in their wallet before?" I just kind of looked at her with this awkward smirk. No, sorry. She went on to tell me that she's a firm believer that these fish scales bring better financial luck going into the new year, and that it's never failed her before. She then wished me a happy new year and left me with a few of those fish scales to put into my own wallet for my financial success. Now, I'm not a superstitious person, but I thought, heck, what the hell? It can't hurt anything, right? 5 minutes later, my next customer arrived, and jokingly, I asked him to open up that wallet and show me his fish scales. I was positive he was going to just start laughing at me. However, sure enough, he had a few of them of his own in his wallet. I then asked the student after him. It was the same story. I mean, how have I missed this? So, the last thing I want to say today is, if you discover fish scales during a cash transaction in Poland, it is normal, it happens, and I hope it won't catch you off guard the way it did me. I found out also from a good friend that this custom also exists in the Czech Republic or in Czechia. And I'm just really also curious, here in Poland, is this a local superstition or is this something that you kind of observe across the whole nation? Please let me know in the comments section so I can learn. I'm constantly learning in this country. Anyway, I would love to wish you a happy new year for 2022. I am not going to make any predictions today. I am standing guard cautiously for whatever is waiting for us this year. One thing is for sure though, I'm going to keep making more videos for you, my audience, as it really is an enjoyable hobby for me to do so. If you have not subscribed to my channel yet, I would love to have you. Just click that subscribe button right over my shoulder here on the TV screen so you won't miss out on future episodes and you will become part of the Love My Poland family. Happy New Year 2022 and see you in the next episode.